Joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline is Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. And let me just open this deal up here. Oh, there we go. Hunter Henry is brought to us by
Someone.
Standby. I know, I'm just trying to
Someone
find
really
it.
Important and important
no,
to the show.
No, I know it is. And yeah, and well, it's brought to us by Verizon My Plan, the plan for Patriot fans. I'm trying to scroll through all of this, but we have Hunter Henry with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Hunter, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys.
And Hunter is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. I don't know, where do we begin with you today, friend? That was frustrating. It was disappointing. I just want to know from your end, Hunter, how important was the Bills win leading into this? I know you said after the game you guys had kind of a good week of practice, but it's those old mistakes that sort of reared their ugly head once again. What is the level of frustration for you right now at 2-6?
Yeah, I think you said it. I mean, I think it's just the same mistakes that we keep making. It's disappointing. I feel like we're working hard and we've improved in a lot of areas, but just those little mistakes when you play a good football team, man, like, especially on the road, and it's tough to overcome, man. So we got to be better.
So is it usually just one or two plays that you think is giving you the most trouble in games like this?
Yeah, when you play good football teams, man, especially good offenses that, like, can really score, man, and you can't convert in the red zone like we should have, especially those two times, one with a turnover, one with a field goal, you know, that hurts, and definitely to be better in that situation and putting points on the board.
What was the – I know the play that Mac threw the interception on, was that something that worked in practice? Was it something that you were seeing? Because I know a certain NFLer that I have access to was like, oh, there was some assuming going on. That seemed like that was one of those that worked in practice. Can you kind of walk us through that play?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a play that we, you know – It's a play off a play that we run. So, you know, thinking we could get them there and in a area down in the low red zone. So, and just didn't work, man. Timing wasn't there. Everything, execution just wasn't great. And you got to give credit to them, too. I mean, Ramsey made a great play falling off on the route. You know, sometimes you think he might carry all the way through, and he made a great play, too. So you got to give him credit as well.
So we're talking to Hunter Henry. Now, Hunter, I know you can't talk about the officials and you guys won't address it because you can't do anything about it. But let's – like, if you have, like, a really good friend of yours that was – that you played football with at Arkansas, what would your friend say about their officiating? Not you, your friend. Your friend, your good friend. Not you, but your friend. What would your friend say? Would your friend say, wow, you guys really got screwed with a bunch of no calls?
I don't know. It's hard to say on that side of things. I think you're trying to get me in trouble. I think that's
no, your friend.
Debating me on that one.
It's your friend. It's not you. You're completely safe. It would be your friend who would be talking.
I can't take debate on that one. My God.
Well, let me ask you this, because at the end of the game, and I know Bill kind of mentioned it, talked about it a little bit this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Like, the frustration at the end of the game on the Devontae Parker, he hits the defensive back after an interception. Miami doesn't like it, even though it was a clean hit. It seemed like there was the frustration was kind of overflowing onto the sideline. Is that something that you guys need to be, I guess, mindful of, is not letting the frustration bleed out into the field? And then, if that is the case, how do you control it?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the case. Can't let it boil over, man. You try to, you know, personally, I know for myself, I try to stay as even keel, as steady as I can, no matter what's going on in the game. And I think we all got to take that approach. You know, and I mean, that was at the end of the game, just trying to make a play. I mean, it was unfortunate. You never want to see someone down like that. But you know, at the end of the day, it's football. It's a bang bang play, and you know, that stuff can happen sometimes. And we just can't let the aftermath of that bowl over in anything. So, yeah, we just need to stay a little bit more even keeled, not let those things affect us.
Hunter Henry with Gresham Fourier here on WEEI. There is a report out there that it looks like Kendrick Bourne might be out for the rest of the year, maybe with an ACL. Hunter, whether he's out a few weeks or the rest of the way, what does losing Bourne mean to this offense?
Well, I don't really know what it is yet. So, but I can just speak on Kendrick just himself. I mean, he's a stud. He's a great player. He's big for us. And so, I don't really know. Can't speak on what the injury or anything is. But KB, we love KB, and I appreciate and love going to compete with KB every week.
So I was just curious, after you're talking about, you know, Hunter Henry here talking with Gresham Fourier about being even keel, right, keeping your emotions in check. What situation, I guess, is harder, more challenging to stay even keel? Is it dealing with, you know, a bunch of losses and a bad record, or staying even keel with a bunch of wins and a good record? Which situation is tougher to manage?
They're both unique in their own aspect, for sure. I think, you know, losing, I think, is always hard. It's never what you want. Put a lot of work in. So I would say maybe losing, it can be pretty tough in a way, just because the amount of work that you put in and everything that you do and you pour out week in on a week out basis. So I think, you know, that side of things, just trying to stay as even as you can, man. Just continue to go to work and continue to plug away.
Hunter, we know that the season feels like it's at a bit of a crossroads here, and the trade deadline is Tuesday. You're in the final year of your deal here. Do you keep your head on a swivel for a possible address change over the next 36 hours or so?
No, I'm not paying attention to anything.
Okay, well, let's go to some lighter side of sports. Okay, Halloween's tomorrow. You have two little kids. Do I have that correct? I don't want to add more than you already have. You have two. So, are you the dad that rolls around trick or treating with the little wagon and the 12-pack of beer in the back, and the kids don't get to sit there and you roll around with the other dads, or are you hyper focused on making sure your kids get every last bit of candy when they go to the door? Like, which approach do you take?
At this current state right now, I don't have the beer in the wagon. I think I'll get to that point one day. but right now, mid season, I stay away from the 12 packs and so I'll maybe be a little bit more focused on my almost 2-year old trying to get candy and trying to figure this whole Halloween thing out. So we're still trying to teach them that you got to go up there and get the candy and do all that. So it's quite a little bit more teaching.
How does Hunter Henry relax, like, with kids and, you know, life? Like, what does Hunter Henry do to, like, kind of unwind?
Honestly, just being at home with my family, like, being with my wife, running around with my kids, but one is just a baby, so, you know, mainly just my son. Just spending time with them, you know, you're on the, like, especially when you're on the road and you're at the facility a lot, you're doing a lot of, you know, day in, day out basis, like, a lot of work. I think just unwinding right now is huge, just being with my family.
If your little one got a bag full of candy and dad was indulging, maybe you have a sad, we're 2-6, I need some candy, what would you be rummaging through the candy bag for?
Man, you know what I love is those like caramel M&Ms. Those things are money. Those like caramel like filling M&Ms, and then the peanut butter M&Ms. I'm a big M&M guy. I like M&Ms, but I like all the different flavors. So,
are you an almond M&M?
That's probably where I would go.
Almond M&Ms? Are you down on that? Or you no nuts?
I'm out on almond M&Ms. I'm regular M&Ms. I like the peanut M&Ms. Peanut butter and caramel M&Ms are awesome.
All right, well, now we know what to have in a bowl at the end of the year around holiday time, whenever Hunter joins us in studio. Hunter Henry, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We'll catch you next week. Thank you.
All right, guys.